702 on 92.7 and 106 FM. Streaming on 702.co.za, the 702 app, and on DSTV channel 856.
It's 8:35. You're listening to the Saturday edition of Weekend Breakfast. And in this half hour, we're talking about ways of giving back and giving of your time meaningfully and to make a difference in the lives of others. Of course, today is Mandela Day, a day meant to give back. And you can dedicate 67 minutes of your time to a cause and lend a helping hand. Of course, that intervention and that time spent can be much, much more and longer and more involved. I did ask for your suggestions or your comments about how you're spending Mandela Day. Here's one. Kids Haven looks after 153 children plus 500 families in and around Benoni. We would gladly receive secondhand clothing for all ages from 3 to 21, as well as food items for food parcels. We do have a donation drop-off in Bryanston at 300 Main Road or at the Children's Home at 34 Cranbourne Avenue, Benoni. And the website there is kidshaven.co.za. We have ideas on the website for ways in which you can volunteer from home. Alternatively, you can call Susan on 083-442-7717. That's Kids Haven out in Benoni, and you can make a difference. Now we're spending this next 24 minutes talking about more ways in which South Africans are making a difference. And I'm happy to welcome on the line Chef Kuvashin Pele, who's the National Project Manager of Chefs with Compassion. Welcome to the show, Ku. Thank you so much for your time today.
Good morning, Rufiwe. Thank you for having me.
It is an absolute pleasure. We've been hearing promos and reading our promos for 67,000 litres of soup on Mandela Day. Talk to me about this intervention, and it sounds pretty ambitious. How is it? How is 67,000 litres of soup happening, and how are you going to manage to get it done?
Okay, so Chefs of Compassion, we came together at the beginning of April when we were faced with the lockdown and the initial repercussions that we felt with the COVID-19 pandemic.
Mm-hmm.
And so we are chefs that obviously are also going through a very trying time at the moment.
Yeah.
As you know, food service, hospitality, tourism is at its knees at the moment.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of chefs have lost their jobs. A lot of restaurants and businesses have closed down. But we are still persevering in that spirit of Madiba, you know, to give back as much as we can to help those in need. And this is how Chefs of Compassion started off. In our first week in April, we did about 1,200 meals for the week. 12 weeks later, we're now doing between 60 and 65,000 meals. So that just shows you how the demand has grown and, you know, how needy people have now become. So when it came to Mandela Day and what do we do for Mandela Day, and we looked at that number 67 and we said, how can we make this a special day? Because we also know people, you know, are on lockdown. A lot of them cannot come out to give off their 67 minutes. So we said, let's do a 67,000 liter soup challenge, which will equate to about 268,000 people benefiting from this. And this is where we've partnered with the champions in food rescue, and that is SA Harvest, because SA Harvest does a phenomenal job of rescuing produce to help those in need in those communities and areas that are destitute at this point in time.
Yeah.
So this is the partnership that we've got that has enabled us to reach as many people as we could, and today we are in 10 cities, that's Johannesburg, Pretoria, Vereeniging, Rustenburg, Nelspruit, Mokopane, Port Elizabeth, Bloemfontein, Durban, and Cape Town.
Mm.
And our target nationally is a 67,000 liter. We are very confident that we are going to meet that target. I can confidently say that Bloemfontein has clocked in their numbers, and they have already produced 1,000 liters. Port Elizabeth has reported in already to our call center at 400 liters. And but we're waiting for the big hubs, which is Cape Town, Durban, and Johannesburg.
Mm-hmm.
And we are very, very confident that we are going to meet that target and going beyond. It's not just for Mandela Day. It's just the awareness that's created around Mandela Day, but going beyond, you know, we want to alleviate as many or this problem of hunger and poverty that Absolutely. Our country is facing.
So, Ku, I mean, to that end, you guys have done some, you've done some great work and interventions preceding Mandela Day, during lockdown as well. Talk to me about how many meals you've been able to provide during this time through your network of compassionate chefs.
So one of the key points to remember is that we're rescuing produce. So to give you a stat from last year, South Africa wasted, in terms of food produce, just over 10 million tons of food. And when you compare that to the number of people stricken by poverty, the number of people that go without food, and then you ask yourself, how do we waste this produce? So, and now with the COVID pandemic and with the borders being closed, a lot of our export products aren't able to leave the country. So now we see an increase in produce that is not being sold or not being, because there's no demand. Retailers have also cut down. So we go in to the farmers, to the manufacturers, to the producers, and rescue this produce. And then it comes to us, and because we are chefs, we design meals accordingly so that we're ensuring that at the same time, whoever receives or benefits from our meals gets a wholesome, hearty, and nutritional meal. So in the last 12 weeks of lockdown, we have produced just over 440,000 meals and have rescued just over 220 tons of wasted produce.
Sure. I'm interested in the logistics. When you use the term rescue, what does this mean? Does this mean that retailers and food producers with excess stock that otherwise would not be utilized are giving this to you for free, or is this at extremely affordable or markdown rates? And also just from a, once again, that logistical perspective, how is all this food reaching you and being sent to you? I imagine it's quite an operation.
Absolutely. It is a mammoth operation. And yes, a lot of our food is rescued. A lot of it is coming to us as donations.
Okay.
But at the same time, we where we have funds, we do pay, obviously, a very minimum cost to the producers. Because at the same time, you know, it's also a little bit of a give back. I mean, if you think about the farmer that has spent, you know, so much of time and effort to grow produce, and then for him just to throw it away, it's not worth it. So where we try to help the farmer or the producer, we try to raise some funds. So even if we get it, you know, at such a reduced rate, at least the farmer is able to recoup some of his costs that he spent to produce the produce. And the same with the retailers. You know, the retailers also take a big risk by buying stock, and if they can't sell it, it just goes to waste and it ends up on the landfill.
Absolutely. This really makes you think long and hard about our food systems and ensuring that they remain viable. This is such a tenuous time for everybody. So now, Ku, with regards to Mandela Day, how can we still take part and be of service or donate and help? And we'll also talk about what we can do with Chefs of Compassion beyond this day. But let's focus on today for now.
So, you know, the spirit of Mandela Day is to give back 67 minutes. And we understand this is a very unique Mandela Day for us. And we do not want to put people at risk. So we are saying rather support us to help those in need and do a donation of 10 Rand, any denomination of 10 Rand, because that's what it costs us to put out a meal per person.
Okay.
And if you actually look at it, 10 Rand can't even buy you a loaf of bread, but it can help you feed somebody for at least a day.
Yeah.
So we are urging the public to support us in this cause. Give back whatever you can afford. We understand times are tough, but go onto our website, which is www.chefswithcompassion.org.za. Click on the 67,000 link, and all the details are on there. You can do a direct EFT. You can do a Zapper payment. Also, follow us on social media on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook at Chefs with Compassion. Go and view the phenomenal work that's been done throughout the country, the volunteers, the chefs, the logistics, the drivers, everybody that's involved. I mean, it's such an amazing story to tell.
Sure.
And if this is how South Africans have come together, I'm telling you that our future as South Africans are, I mean, it's looking bright. I know right now we're very unsure, but I think if we can all come together, we have a phenomenal future ahead of us.
Thank you so much for your energy, your passion and your time this morning. Really appreciate it. Chef Kuvashin Pillay, he's the National Project Manager of Chefs with Compassion. Do your part, as he said, 10 Rand is all it takes to provide a meal to somebody who is in need.